Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa man wala. Amma ba'd. What Allah love versus what I love. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. We are closer to the season of Hajj. Even the Hajj, Allah knows if they close it or no. But still, the season of Hajj. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want us to remember the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam, a family, all of them was ready to sacrifice. All of them ready to sacrifice. The love of Allah, belief in Allah, loyalty to Allah, devotion to Allah is above anyone. Husband, wife, children, quote-unquote future, finance. And this what missing from us today. And this what called dunya versus akhirah. If my belief in Allah, love of Allah, devotion to Allah, loyalty to Allah, above anything, I will be for Allah. That's it. That's it. Something I said it to everyone. Did Ibrahim alayhi salam question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. Did he question what Allah command him to do? No way. But what I do today is called Qadr, the Qadr of Allah, the ordain of Allah, the destiny of Allah, the decree of Allah. Sometime it come for things I like. Sometime it come to things I do not like. If I believe in Allah, if my heart surrender to Allah, if I have my purpose of this life, the purpose of do or don't, is a life, I will know what to do. And once I use my mind, once I worry about the future, once I worry about this, once I worry about that, this is a problem. Many situations around me, it happened. And I see what happened to the love of Allah, where it is. What happened to the love of Rasulullah sallallahu, where it is? What happened to the love of each other, where it is? Once a situation rise, all of a sudden, Subhanaka ya Rabbi, it's almost like it's not there. Wallahi, I'm shocked. Wallahi, I'm shocked. Wallahi, I'm shocked. I'm in a state of shock beyond your imagination. But if I do not believe in Allah, believe me, I will be choked to death from shocked. I'm shocked. I'm shocked. Are we real or fake? Is our relationship is real or fake? Is our love to Allah, the love of Rasulullah and each other is real or fake? Is even the love of ourself, the love of our benefit is real or fake? Allah called me to Jannah. Allah called me to His love. Allah called me to His pleasure. And I get upset about a decree, about something happened against my will, something I do not like. That's why my emotion should be up or down. For what? according to me or according to purpose and the value and the love and what I can gain. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. Wallahi subhanaka ya Rabbi. You know, subhanallah, I'm watching for drama, for fitna, we go. Absorbing fitna, we go. Generating fitna, we go. Generating drama, we go. And for goodness, we cannot go. We cannot go. For our goodness, we cannot go. Subhanaka Rabbi. The nafs is high. The nafs is high. When the nafs is high, obedience is low. When the obedience is low, the first one you will damage is yourself, because you always will judge things according to yourself. But life, we cannot judge it. Can we know what happened in the future? What is good for us, what is not good? We do not know. What is good for us? Anything for sabilillah is good. Anything for goodness sake is good. Anything to elevate my soul is good. Anything to make me closer to Allah is good. Make me anything to humble myself to Allah is good. And always, goodness is covered with the things you do not like. Look how Messenger Prophet go trial after trial. Trial after trial. Why? Why Allah put them in all this trial? This for them and a teaching for us. Individual trial, family trial, society trial, nation trial, oppression, zulm, attack, you know, you name it, aggression, oppression, illness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all this messenger prophet story. Why? To teach us. To teach us. Each one of them carry a lesson. And one day we will carry the lesson. What is the lesson? To be patient and hold tight and trust in Allah. And later on, Allah can show me His wisdom. But can I know the wisdom right away? No way. The wisdom of Allah is hidden in obedience. The wisdom of Allah hidden in obedience. Hidden in contentment, rida. Hidden in thanks. Hidden in belief. Hidden in rely. The more you show your own obedience, the more Allah will elevate you and show you His power and His will. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. Subhanaka ya Rabbi, Subhanaka ya Rabbi. Storm will happen. Situation will happen. For Allah to check my love, my devotion, my loyalty, my trust, my belief, my belonging, my sacrifice, my obedience, the whole package, my rely on Allah. It's up to you. It's up to you. We will be shaked. We will be shaked in every aspect. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shake us to show us, dunya and akhirah, what inside of me. If inside of me iman, it will rise up. If my iman is not solid or fake or shaky, whatever inside my heart will show up. If I have a mix, it will show up. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Don't blame and complain about outside. is only me. Because once I drop to the grave, no blaming, no complaining. Nothing is only me. My dear brother and sister in Islam, you're lucky if you reflect and discover, where's my loyalty? Where's my humble and humility? Where's my love? Is real or fake? If it's rooted or no? And which one is higher? The obedience to Allah wa Rasuluh and Mu'mineen, or my nafs is high and it can pop against all of the above? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You know, is enough. Enough to wake me up. لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك لك والملك لا شريك لك. It's enough. But don't say it with your tongue. Say it with your heart. Mean it. Live it. And check your heart, your thought, your feeling. What do you have? And what it coming from? Where is going? How you can live this journey? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true love of Allah, the true belief in Allah, the true loyalty to Allah, the true devotion to Allah wa Rasuluh sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the true obedience, the true following, the true sacrifice. May Allah allow our thought and thinking to be the follower over the true feeling of our heart, to elevate the deen of Allah, alleviating the suffering of other. And O Allah, make me ready, Ya Allah, to be for you, by you, toward you, in any time, in any moment in my life. Ameen, ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Until I meet you, Allah, and inshallah, you are pleased with me. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.